So now we're with DPH Yamaha's 250cc front runner Hayden Melros. Hayden, a really good showing for round one here at Jimboomba. How did you feel the night went for you?
The night was pretty much picture perfect. You know, I qualified first and won the heat race and come away with the win in the main event. And you can't really ask for a better way to start the season and to set the pace. So very, very happy with the night and, I executed the plan to perfection and I was really happy with it.
Now, we've just seen the finish of one of the closest 250cc outdoor national championships here in Australia for some years. You came in for the last couple of rounds to prepare for Supercross. How do you feel the depth of talent is this year in the SX2 class?
The depth is definitely very deep. You know, as you said, I come out for the last two rounds of the motocross, but you know, I have, in about 3 years, I've only raced probably, you know, a handful of motocross races, so I haven't done a lot, but the plan was to come back from motocross and build that racecraft. You know, when you sit on the couch for months and months, you lose the racecraft, you lose that sharpness and that speed and that intensity. So, you know, coming back for them two rounds of the motocross was the building that we used for and the plan that we had set in place for this Supercross season. But, the depth is very, very deep here. You know, obviously Jats and Gab, huge favourites. And, also Mitchie Evans, Young Guns coming up and you know, Mitchie Evans and Wilson Todd and Egan Masson, a few other boys that are very, very young and a lot of can definitely upset some weekends. So the depth is very good and it's nice to see, you know, that type of talent coming from Australia.
Now, we unfortunately saw you narrowly lose the championship last year to Jackson Richardson, as you mentioned. Obviously, tonight's a little bit of redemption for you.
Oh, for sure, mate. You know, I had the red plate pretty much, you know, almost five out of six rounds last year. So, for me, it was very, very, it was a bittersweet, you know, type of weekend. I really believe in things happen for a reason, but I could never quite work out, you know, it's been 12 months now, why it happened. But, you know, getting this victory here tonight definitely put my mind at ease. You know, I've thought about numerous things for the last 12 months, but it's developed me into a better person, I feel, and my riding capability is much better. So the redemption was sweet tonight, you know, kind of stamped myself in as another title contender this year, and just looking forward to keeping the ball rolling. You know, obviously it's only one round of six, it's a very short round, but definitely important not to get ahead of yourself and to kind of keep doing your work day in, day out, training hard, and you know, it's not going to be over until the final round here at Jimboomba.
So moving forward, we've got another few weeks off and then down to Melbourne, then a doubleheader in Sydney. Any changes as far as preparation is concerned for these rounds in the southern states?
No, I mean, obviously for tonight, you know, there was a lot of positives, but there's also some things we need to work on. You know, I think obviously the starts is a big thing. I think I can work on them, kind of get them a little more dialed in. So definitely a lot of things we can work on over the next course of the 3 weeks. But no, just training as usual, going to be just, you know, hitting the gym, hitting the track, and just, you know, doing my training, doing my laps, not overthinking it, and just having fun with it, mate. I feel like when you're having fun, your mind's at ease, you race better and you're in a better mood, and that's all it's about. You know, we all started this sport as the fun of it, so you just got to keep the fun going and just enjoy every moment of it.
Well, congratulations on what was a picture perfect night tonight in Jimboomba, and looking forward to the next few rounds.
Thank you very much, appreciate it.